Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I'm privileged to be joined by three individuals. I have Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Pursuti, and today we are also joined by Art on the Prairie representatives Jenny Eklund and Mary Rose Nichols. So Jenny, Mary Rose, and Lindsay, thank you each for joining me today.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
All right, so we're talking with all of you basically about the Fiber Art Fair. It's tomorrow, so that kind of snuck up on all of us, didn't it? So first of all, just tell us the basics about this year's, I believe, third Fiber Art Fair?
Yes, it'll be our third Fiber Art Fair. It will be here at La Poste. That's where all the artists will be located, selling their goods and demonstrating with a class or two. We also have the quilts from the Quilt Guild on display. And as you go through town, you can see all the yarn and fiber textile things that are on display.
Yeah, the downtown area is once again draped in yarn. So take us through that process of getting all that ready to go again this year.
Luckily, we had the community jump on board with our first one, our first yarn bombing that we did with the Fiber Art Fair. And they just came ready to knit and crochet and created the wonderful light pole warmers, which are necessary this year because it's cold. So we're just tickled to have those light poles warmed up this year. And then we've added a new feature, Prairie Lane, which is that great alleyway that was transformed thanks to donations to Art on the Prairie throughout this past year between Mary Rose Collection and Perry Perk. And so we have the hula hoop wall that last year was on the Mandarin wall, now is on the Mary Rose Collection wall. And it really colors up that alley and it makes it a great gathering place for people. Not today, it's a little cold, but maybe Saturday.
All right. How many public fiber art pieces are there out there right now?
The light poles, there's about 115 light poles that are wrapped. The Perry Peacemaker Quilt Guild did their fabric display on the Josh Davis wall. So when you go to Josh Davis Plaza, you'll see all those colors blowing in the wind. And then, of course, Mary's Hula Hoop wall, which is probably one of the prettiest, best displays in town that Mary and Lindsay Pursuti put together. And I don't know, I hope Sinclair puts a scarf on his dinosaur over there. I need to go call that guy. I drive by that thing and go, that dang thing looks cold. Get some scars on that boy.
All right. Now, you mentioned that it's going to be featured in La Poste, but it's also going to be elsewhere in town. What can you tell me about where else people can take advantage of the fiber art festivities?
What we're really proud of this year is that Andrea Tunick, the owner of Ben's Five and Dime, is letting us use her fabric department. And the Perry Peacemakers will be doing two demonstrations over there. And she just got a boatload of new fabric in the last day or two. And she's also willing to kind of adjust that area. We're going to haul down there about 50 chairs for seating so that you can watch the Quilt Guild do their demonstrations.
All right. So I guess one more question that I have about the Fiber Art Fair is, you know, you started it 3 years ago. Why do you feel like it's important to keep going here into the future?
Well, you know, kind of like I said to another group was that you never realize when you saw your grandma knitting and crocheting scarves, sweaters, socks, that it was an art, you know. And I remember a lot of us as little girls and little boys watching grandma, hey, can I try that? Can I do that? And that lasted for about 5 seconds. But your knitting and crocheting and all the textile is almost kind of like an art that's unsung. And so we like to keep that in the forefront. We like to keep showing different ways that the spinning or the felting, I mean, you look at Kay Weisar and all her felting of statues and what she has done is just so beautiful. And we're just trying to introduce that and keep that alive and bring it to the forefront.
All right. And I guess one last question. How many artists are going to be involved this year?
We have 16 artisans coming, and they're coming from all over Iowa, as well as someone coming from New York, literally to be one of the artists in our Fiber Art Fair. And so it'll be great to have all these people gathered, and they're going to be spinning and weaving and demonstrating all of the different fiber arts, the needle felting. And so in addition to what Jenny said, it's fun to see how the sheep's wool or the llama's fleece, all of it is suddenly turned into something that you can create to wear, to hang on the wall. In addition, in the cellar of La Poste, we have the fiber art display by the Des Moines Weavers and Spinners Guild. So they have beautiful tapestries that their group has put together. So be sure to come and see those as well.
All right. Now, I also wanted to bring in Lindsay Pasuti because you are part of Art on the Prairie and you are going to be part of the fiber art festivities. Really quick, tell us about what you're going to be working with here.
I will first and foremost be enjoying the festivities and the Fiber Art Fair as a whole and just the different things that that brings to Perry. It's very exciting as one segment of Art on the Prairie and the various types of art that that represents, and specifically with this one medium, which also covers lots of different techniques. So I'll be here just enjoying that, but probably demonstrating as well among other artists, just because that is one of my hobbies and I enjoy that as well.
Jenny wants you to talk about what specifically you'll be doing because she's excited about it.
So one thing that I've started doing, especially over this last winter, is called hairpin lace crochet. And so it's a very simple technique with crochet, but you use a loom that makes it look more fancy than it actually is. So I'll be creating something and demonstrating some of the things that I've created over this winter, showing off some of the tools to hopefully get others interested in doing it as well.
She's been way too humble because I've seen what she's done and it is fancy antsy and pretty impressive. And so I want everybody just to come watch her. Like, I would like this room filled, 500 people watching Lindsay do her hairpin lace crocheting. It's impressive.
All right. Well, now we'll move on and talk about some more chamber specific items here. So Lindsay, first of all, you wanted to recap the Better My Business kickoff that was this past Tuesday as part of Small Business Week. So how do you feel like that event went?
So overall, it was a very successful event. We had five of Iowa's top resource partners come to Perry and share various things about the services that they provide. And it was great to see them all kind of talking amongst themselves and kind of collaborating because they all work closely together. They have overlapping services and things like that. So if you work with one and they can't quite help you out exactly how you need, they refer you to another. And so it's just a really great partnership among all of those resources. So it was great to have them come to Perry, and they're all very supportive of our new business development series that we are kicking off this week with the National Small Business Week. And then we will continue that on a monthly basis with Lunch and Learns or other workshop sessions on various topics, and then we'll build that up to end with a grant competition similar to Shark Tank that will actually have some real dollars attached to that. So in preparation for that, providing those resources for businesses that are existing already here in Perry or surrounding areas, or even those that are interested in starting a business but don't know where to start. So the Chamber is able to help out with that by making those connections to those resources that are oftentimes free in the state of Iowa to help with that. So whether it's the Small Business Development Center, the Iowa Center for Economic Success, SCORE Mentors, there's all these great resources just waiting for people to come to them. And so that's a nice way for us to be connected with our businesses and helping them out along the way with their business endeavors. So one thing that we're going to be continuing with that, especially this month, kind of in thinking of from start to finish, or, you know, start to building a business, we will be working with the Iowa Center for Economic Success on Wednesday, May 22nd at noon to host an ERA, which is an entrepreneur readiness assessment. And so they'll be going through for anyone that's interested in starting a business but doesn't really know where to start or know if they're ready. This is a really great session that'll be free to them to participate, to kind of go through that process that will be facilitated to get them ready to go or get a list of things that they need to still do to prepare to start a business. So just excited to be able to provide that to our members and our business community.
Absolutely. So a lot of information there that you just went over. If anyone has questions, just stop by the chamber office.
Definitely. Stop by anytime. Give us a call, email, reach out to our board members. Really wanting to build up the chamber as a resource to our business members. We've got a lot of new businesses. We've got people that are interested in Perry for the kind of growing and very positive business climate that we have here. And so I think that's very positive to see that continue to grow and be a part of that.
All right. Now, we don't have too much time left here, but I do still want to talk about a few other things, starting with Friday Fest, which is coming up here, gosh, less than a month away.
Yes, it's definitely sneaking up on us. I think the weather has something to do with that. But our first Friday Fest of this year will be Friday, June 7th, the first Friday of June. We'll have another one on the first Friday of August, but we'll talk about that later. So we're excited to have South of Society coming to join us for that event. They were our musicians for 4th of July last year with a different name, Catfish Charlie, and some folks even know some of the band members as Pocketful of Nickels. So we're excited to have the Nickels boys and a few of their friends joining us for a Friday Fest on June 7th.
All right. Well, we will talk more about that at a later time. But one last thing that I wanted to ask about today is the latest on the sesquicentennial and the planning and the committee for that. What can you tell me about the latest?
So we don't have enough time to talk about all of the latest things, but a lot of great things happening with the committee and some things getting set in stone now that we have kind of our anchor events with the music and things like that. But our next committee meeting will be next Tuesday, May 14th. We meet on the second Tuesday and the fourth Tuesday of each month at noon at Towncraft. So that is completely open to anyone that wants to be a part of it or learn about what's going on. And we'll be getting more posted on the Perry IA website and on Facebook very soon with various things, but we're excited. The Okidokie Brothers are coming from Minnesota as a kids band the afternoon of Saturday, July 6th. So I personally am very excited about that. It should be very good, along with lots of other music and fun activities.
All right. Well, Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Pasuti, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
We definitely covered a lot. So I think that's about it, but definitely reach out anytime if you're looking for more information to give us a call at the Chamber office.
All right. Well, Lindsay, Jenny, and Mary Rose, thank you each for joining me. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Lindsay Pasuti, Jenny Eklund, and Mary Rose Nichols. I'm Dallas County News Director Joe Serwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.